Chapter 1. The Silver Locket. February 1884. There was a message engraved in the locket. To my darling Siddy with all my heart. The glass was cracked, but I did not need to read the flowing Connie to know that the picture was of my mother. And, not for the first time, I wondered that I did not look like either of my parents.
Give that back.
I hardly heard the words, but when I looked up, I saw the curl at the corner of his mouth that I had seen in our twin reflections. Dear God in heaven, I cried. Are you my father?
Where did you get that locket?
It fell on the steps when you were stabbed.
You had no right to keep it.
I forgot about it with everything else going on. I clipped the locket shut. And you had no right to keep it from me. This was the closest that I had ever seen my guardian to panic. He lunged over the table, catching it with his knee and scattering our afternoon tea. What? I closed my fist around the locket. Will you prize it from my fingers like a clue from a corpse? I pulled back just in case. Why did you take me in? I struggled to control my voice. By your own admission, you are not a kind man.
You are my goddaughter.
You do not believe in God, and why would my mother be sending you love tokens? Sidney Grice sank back into his chair. He closed his eyes.
I am not your father, he said quietly.
Your father was your father.
I had never known Sidney Grice to tell a lie, and I could not believe that he was doing so now. What are you hiding from me? I looked at him. My guardian's right eyelid was losing its tone, and he had trouble closing it properly. His glass eye stared blindly back at me.
No more than I am hiding from myself, he answered carefully.
His plate lay in the ashes, broken from when he had dropped it, all those long minutes ago, when I thought perhaps I knew him.